Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your man, Kurt Blow. Yeah, pioneer old school hip hop. You know me. Yeah, I'm representing on the Hip Hop Digest show. Yes, 24/7. Tell somebody. Peace.
We need to change this culture, man. This black culture that we adopted right now, man, we need to change this shit. Because it ain't helping nobody. We fucking over people, man. You got a group of black men, the most weakest, sorriest group of black men ever. Disloyal. We fucking over each other, man. We promote killing in our music, in the videos. We promote hoeing, prostitution, that type of shit, bro. And this is our culture. The way that we talk to each other. Niggas call each other bitches and shit. And we think this shit cool, bro. We think this shit cool. Oh, this our culture. What else is our culture besides fucking over each other? You know what I'm saying? And it's being perpetuated to our kids daily. You got Gucci being robbed by Pooh Shiesty, and his daddy is there. Man, is this the motherfucking message we trying to send to our kids, bro? Is this what we trying to promote? Is this what we trying to do? And everybody say, oh man, this the culture, this how we is, just ratchet shit. The dumbest thing you can think ever, man. We just promoting and we doing this shit, bruh. And this is supposed to be the culture. Now we need to reevaluate some of the shit that we doing, man. It ain't working. It ain't working. And if we continue with this shit, man, we all gonna die out. Or we gonna be back in slavery. We steady asking for reparations and all this other shit. What we gonna do with it? Who got a plan? Kids don't want to be lawyers and doctors and nothing educational no more. Everybody want to be influencers, rappers, IG models. Having a natural body ain't nothing no more, man. Everybody want to be made up. Men don't want to be men no more. They want to keep up an image to try to impress somebody else, bro. And this is the culture? This the shit we ought to be proud of? Fuck out of here, man.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. I ain't sipping on nothing today. I'm just chilling.
Chilling so, like a rabbit villain.
Yes, right. Sir.
That's what's up. Yo, let me ask you a question. Sipping, the word sipping, adjacent sipping, has anyone here ever, I'm saying this because I've never, but I'm asking you two, have you ever sipped syrup?
Never.
Not unless I had syrup. A cold. I have a cold. I might have sipped some Tussin, but yeah. I ain't sipping none of that stuff to be in them red cups. Coding.
So no, I'm no, just saying, sir. Yeah, as a party drug or a social no, drink. No, yo, sir. Son, here
not
I got
that,
some
not that I know
syrup.
Of. Put it like this, not no. that I know of. It might have been some shit mixed in something.
Oh, but you would have known. But you would have known.
Not on purpose, my nigga. Not just because I did it. Just
okay,
do it.
I was just curious about that. Okay, all right.
Nah, we ain't sipping that kind of syrup ever.
Right. No doubt. All right, so we're gonna get right in here. I got some good news.
Uh oh.
First topic on Hip Hop Digest is a wireless festival. And let me repeat that again. In Europe, the wireless festival has been forced to make a difficult decision following Kanye West's stunning ban from the UK. They canceled the event. Pepsi pulled the sponsorship. Okay. It was revealed that the UK government has banned Kanye West from entering the country. Some good news there.
That's good news. That's good news, Taylor?
Yeah. That's great
God
news.
Goddamn. Help us understand. Kurt, maybe I'm going to speak for you. Hope you don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
Help
go ahead.
Us understand how that's good news, brother.
Well, so the politics, the United Kingdom, Germany, I don't know about France, but a lot of European countries, yo, they take that anti-Semitism shit super serious. They don't even fuck with it, right? And so, you know, when Kanye West was on his, you know, selling Hitler t-shirts and all that crazy shit and throwing up, you know, the whole thing, whatever, people's just taking notes. All right, I got you. You know, putting the file away. Oh, you wanna come to the UK? Yeah, bloody American, you know. He's out of there. So they ban him from the country. The whole situation gets canceled. Actually, I'm pretty surprised that he still has enough following, you know, that he was going to headline a whole joint, but that apparently
he just had 80,000 the other day. 80,000 people in the
niggas
spot.
Still love this nigga.
He
put out an album that went number 2.
Yeah, I was going to get to that, but it's not all bad news. It's good news for that, because personally, let me tell you first of all why I think it's good news. Because again, personally, are we as a small speck of the African American community, are we fucking with him?
Most saw black faces up in that.
No, I'm talking about us. I'm talking about you. Are y'all fucking with your boy?
Just kidding. I'm gonna put it. Well, you already know where I stand at.
We gotta separate the wheat from the chaff, right, killer?
You know where I stand at, and I've been in this corner for the longest time, and on all subjects for the most part. If you put out some fire shit, I'm like, that shit crazy. Oh, the beat's fucking nuts. I like the track. Nigga sound like he competent on the mic, doing what he do. I like the track.
Damn.
But fuck that bullshit that nigga be talking about, though.
Damn, yo. Swerve said, we got to separate the wheat from the chaff.
I'm just saying. So you mean to tell me if he came out with an album, not one of these dark, twisted fantasy albums, but he came out with another College Dropout type album, you and not answering questions and shit, but I'm gonna try. If he came out with another similar to College Dropout album and you heard it with your own ears and it was like that, what you gonna do?
I'm out.
You gonna be dishonest?
I'm out.
So you're not gonna answer the question is what you're saying.
He said he's out. He's not fucking with it.
I'm not fucking with it. I'm out.
Oh, you're not fucking with it?
No, I'm out.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your conviction.
Exactly. I respect your conviction and the fact that you standing behind what you say. You're not fucking with this nigga. So I'm not fucking with nothing about this nigga.
Because I'm trying to tell you the energy. Well, I don't even know if it's energy, but whatever it takes. Look, I don't agree with a lot of African-American shit out there. No doubt. But to take it where he took it, you know, to take it talking about that should sound like slavery or choice and all that ignorant ass shit that was coming out of his mouth. To take it where he take it. Yo, B, that is on a level of self-hate that, you know, I'm like, B, go back over there.
So
hang over
you,
there.
You know, you apologize for that. Though,
yeah.
Right?
I've seen
so,
that.
But fuck that apology.
Go back over there.
See, the thing is, that shit don't work for certain people.
Nope.
See, when certain people, they apologize, and you're supposed to forget everything that they did. Because they apologize, and you go, oh, they apologize. And if you say something about it, what's wrong with you? Then you hear them apologize. Why are you still tripping? But then there's other people, i.e. Mr. Ye, who apologized for what he said, even if he don't mean it, like most of them niggas that apologize don't mean it. They just apologize because it's fucking with their pockets or fucking with their fame or whatever they like. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking with their business. It's the only reason why they apologize. They're not apologizing because the fact that they apologize because they're sorry about what the fuck they said. They probably still mean it.
Sorry
they got caught, which is usually the same with damn near everybody. And nigga will go to jail and apologize because you don't want to go to jail. But
too late.
The thing is, a nigga like Ye is in the other corner of the individuals that apologize and it, fuck your apology, nigga. We don't want to hear shit you got to say. Fuck everything about you. We want to see you just stay buried and stay underground. And that's where a certain segment feels. And I understand why they feel that way, because you know when you get on that Jewish shit, nigga, you done stepped on a live wire. You done touched the third rail when you go there. That's it. Your ass ain't coming off of that. Them motherfuckers don't forget.
But it goes beyond the Jewish issues for me. It goes beyond that. It is squarely the betrayal of the people, again, African Americans, who were his champion and who put him on. Okay? Again, all that magnum hat wearing shit. I'm telling, that's me personally.
Magnum.
No. Magnum P.I. Or
it just hit me.
Are you talking about condoms? What are we talking about here?
That word just lingered a little bit too long for me. Did he say Magnum or MAGA? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to keep it light, B, because I'm gonna just say this to you.
All good.
B, there was an audience. Let's put it this way.
Oh, yeah.
There was an audience where he was just banned from. There was an audience that was going to buy tickets to see him until that government said, nah.
Matter of fact, the festival was sold the fuck out. They was waiting for this nigga to get there.
Look, that's fine. I was shocked. Hey, he's still.
Your boy, Starmer had to jump in and be like, hell the fuck no, nigga. You can't come here. I can stop it, did you say? I can ban him? Oh, okay. He's banned.
Okay. And all that being said, and let's get to this part. It is not all bad news for Mr. West. That Bully album is released. Mixed reviews. Now, I got a question. To Mixed Reviews, debuted at number 2. Of course, first thing out of his mouth should be number 1. But of that's course. Okay.
It's Kanye. Okay.
But that being said, so I just got one question for you guys. Are you going to partake in the Bully?
I haven't
heard it, but I'm going to listen.
I heard one track. I can't say I haven't heard. I've seen none of it. There was a video that was out focused, was going around, and it popped up on my timeline. And I went ahead and watched the little video. It was something I can't remember the name, but it was a sample based shit. Sounded like it anyway. Track wasn't whack. It wasn't whack. It wasn't none of his best work, but it wasn't whack.
Okay. That being said, unless I'm in a setting where I don't have any control, I'm out.
Damn. Well, wasn't it T-Bear 183 that said it was a decent listen or something like that? Didn't we get a message from him?
Maybe it was T-Bear. Listen? I don't know. Shout to T-Bear, but if it wasn't you, we're not besmirching your name, no doubt.
But I think it was, though.
T-Bear going to keep it all the way funky, though.
Yeah. I just haven't had the opportunity to give it the smell test.
All right.
And I haven't seen anything. And Kurt, Heads did just hear you say on your timeline. So you'll never find Kurt online, so don't try.
No. The timeline I'm talking about is on my phone, and you get like, maybe you want to check this out. And I'm talking about YouTube.
You'll never find him.
Nah, you won't find me on that line.
But anyway, I am curious at the very... nigga, I listen to dark, twisted shit. How can I say something about it if I don't listen to it at least? Kill it.
Well, he don't even want to talk about it, so we don't have to worry about listening to it.
Well, he brought the fucking topic up. So I was just announcing that
it debuted at number 2.
Then he got banned from a country.
If anybody on the text chain wants to partake and get their 2 cents, okay, it's all good. We'll give you a shout.
We're going to give it a smell test.
Me personally, out.
You out, but me and Curtis going to give it a smell test.
I'll give it the smell test just to see. See what's up.
And that means 30 seconds per track. So I don't want to hear no long ass intro. If your intro is 30 seconds, then you just lost me on that record. Just saying.
It's Kanye. You know how he like to build shit up and switch shit up.
Well, maybe I should just move the cursor on into the middle of the song then and go from there. Because you're just getting 30 seconds. And if it's hot, I'm going to tell you, B. I'm going to be like, yo, B, track 7, yo. You got to at least listen to track 7.
Okay. All right.
If track 7 is good. I don't know.
I don't know. That's going to be tough, but...
I know it is. I ain't going to make you do nothing you don't want to do, B. Ain't no Diddy over here.
Now, I'm going to do this ain't really a topic. I've seen this just in passing. I didn't even stop to look at where the debate took place, what was said, but just between us, if somebody said to you, best MC or favorite MC out of the two, Pusha T v. Jadakiss. Now, I don't know where the debate took place.
Wow.
I don't know. I've seen debate between them two and who may be the better MC.
That's a tough one,
here we go.
That's a tough one for me.
Ouch.
There's two aircraft carriers out there with a lot of firepower.
That probably would have been a better versus, huh? The with the clips and
I don't know locks. About that. I mean, that would have been interesting. That would have been interesting.
It would have been better than them cat, them other cats?
No, because it been you needed...
It would have been better for us, but you needed a bigger audience. Dipset brought the eyes to me.
Yeah.
Brought more eyes than Lox did. Because a lot of niggas thought Dipset was going to wash them niggas.
Well,
Dipset had a lot of... But them niggas came in there lazy, thinking they was going to win. Because they heard they was believing
better, the hype. It was better for hip-hop to see a group like Dipset destroyed.
Wow.
Is better for hip hop. You see, because listen to what Kurt G's saying. Dipset brung the eyes, Dipset brought a lot of popularity, you know, all of that pseudo street corner store hustler shit that Dipset, you know, all that funny ass fashion, you know, they brought all that shit, right? The only thing Lox showed up with was bangers and lyrics. And wash them niggas. So it was more important if it would have been.
But you know what that was?
Okay.
That was, to me, that was not just a win for hip hop. That was a win to show that this is what real people voted that night. For some reason, realness came out. Because you know how we do. The popularity always wins, the fashion always wins. That the shit that ain't got nothing to music always, nothing to do with music always fucking wins for some reason. Who cares if you got the better beats? You got the better fucking, better MC. Oh, this nigga's more popular, so he's getting all the votes. And that night, shit flipped. The better MCs came out on top. Fuck the niggas that's popular. Fuck the niggas up there with the fashion. The niggas laid out lazy, not taking this shit serious, taking it as a joke. Them niggas did not win that night.
Okay, but back to the matter at hand.
I'm thinking about this.
You can't escape it.
I'm thinking about this. And what I miss about, you know, I'm going to get on my old man shit, what I miss about the back in the day shit, not so much as a battle, like battle, but I sort of like, damn, okay, whoever's saying that right now, Pusha T, along with his brother, is coming off a ridiculous fire record. They are coming off something fierce, right? And so back in the days, Jada Kiss would be in the lab saying, I got to do better than what those niggas is doing. See, that's what we missing here in hip hop. And, you know, and it's all about battle politics now. That's what you got with the boy up north and your boy out Cali. See, now that's politics. It's just morphed into some other shit. You know what I'm saying? But what about the battle of good records? That's what I miss. And that's what would, to me, be the only thing. Because it's funny. As much as I love Jada Kiss, I think I'm always still like him better in Lox than solo. Ooh. I'm just being dead ass. He's got some banging solo hits. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know. It's the anxiousness of hearing him bounce off the other two MCs in that group that was always a highlight for me.
I don't know if that's a, be a, I think it'd be a win. It'd be a win-win.
No, that's a positive. I mean, I'm just saying positive for me. Me, that, you know, that doesn't take away from obviously his skill and how good of an MC he is. But boy, I would love the Lox to get in the lab and do something spectacular.
Well, that battle, I cannot sit right here this second and say who I think would win, but I will tell you it would be a win-win for hip hop. Who did RZA go against way back? It was RZA
Primo.
And somebody. RZA and Primo. It would be similar to that to me. Because whoever they say won that battle, whatever, it was great to hear those two be in there doing their hits. And I think it'd be the same.
A lot of niggas thought that Preem was going to wash him because Preem got so many joints, but RZA came out fighting.
All that woo stuff.
came out fighting.
yeah, that would be great. So who is the street saying would win, Killer?
I don't know what the street's saying. I'm trying to figure out who, if I had to, and really, y'all really got to put the question to yourselves.
I did, and I can't answer that one. I honestly cannot answer that one because I'm sitting here listening to how I feel about both.
And I tell you what.
I can't say who the winner would be. It's such a tie to me in my brain, like, damn, even though I might, because this album they just put out would probably tip them to their favor, because the album they just put out was a certified banger. So, and the Locks hasn't put out anything like that in a while.
Right.
So because the last thing you heard and is fresh in your memory, that would put them over the top.
Tell you what, to me, if I had to do it, literally, it's literally no more than 2 points, you know, like 51, you know, 49 or whatever, that how that breaks down. Jadakiss only, because Jadakiss probably can vary his lyrics enough where Pusha, I don't know how comfortable, although, see, there we go again with this last album.
Birds
how
don't sing.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank you. How comfortable or uncomfortable he'd be getting out of the coke lane, but birds don't sing. I guess he crushed that. God damn, it's impossible to call that. It's impossible.
I'm telling you, I'm stuck. I'm stuck on
it. It's impossible.
One.
So, again, like Kurt G said, because of his last record, I mean, wow. But before this record, I probably still give no more than 2 points to Jadakiss, just because I think Jadakiss could lyrically could, you know, go places a little bit more differently than your boy could. But good God almighty, who could do it? It's impossible. Swerve, come on. What are you thinking? Get in there.
Damn, B, you trying to force me to...
B, Curtis decide. Couldn't call it.
I can't call it, B.
I thought I could call it by 1 or 2 points, but I can't. That's been washed. I can't.
So what I will say then is I would have to see it. Because in my mind, I just can't see it. It's two strong opponents, B. And I would have to actually see the event and call it there.
Yeah, but to me, I don't know if I could do it in the event. That's where I said, again, I missed back in the day when the battle would be about who got the banging records.
But that's what it is about. That's what Versus is.
No, it goes beyond Versus to me.
Well, Kendrick and other kid was not on Versus, B. They was just on some other shit. I'm talking what the purpose of Versus is for this artist and this artist to bring their best work, and then you just call it.
Mm.
That's what it is. It ain't about that politics shit that you was talking about with that other shit. That was some other shit.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree with that. I agree with that. So I can't call it. I thought I could. I was thinking 2 points, Jada, but I can't call it.
That's a tough one, dude.
I can't call it.
And the funny thing about that, talking about Versus, if Kendrick and Drake ever had a Versus before this shit popped off, I'm thinking Drake would have probably won.
He'd have washed that nigga.
He probably would, because Drake had so many. He got so many hits, B. So many fucking hits. So many fucking super, super hits. At least
look, I'm not going to lie. He would have washed that nigga, because prior to the battle, this nigga was, he was.
Everything.
He was, yeah. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I actually, to be honest with you, it was my daughter heard an old show and said, I never really liked, you know, Good Kid, Man City. Never really. She said, you got to sit down and listen.
Well, like the commercial says, Tootsie Roll Pop commercial says, the world may never know.
Oh, yeah, definitely so, ain't going to know on that one. That
so
one,
no doubt. So and now we're rocking this because, like I said, I didn't read the story. This is not a take from the article or how. So I don't know in what forum, if it was on their show or back and forth on Twitter or Instagram. I don't know how this convo took place. So, but put your TV, Jadakiss. That's tough. That's tough.
That'd be great.
Real tough.
That's tough. You know what I'm saying?
Let's hope that happens. For the culture.
But yeah, they always talk about for the culture. And
motherfuckers don't even know what the culture is.
They made it into something else.
Right.
The culture became something totally different than what it really is.
For the commercial.
Way too much shit. They ain't got shit to do with MCing, B-boying, DJing. None of that shit has the culture. That when they talk about the culture, none of that shit in their mind. None of that.
Moolah, it's the moolah,
money is the culture. Popularity is the culture.
Yeah.
No doubt. Just on a quick side note, it's not even a topic, yo. I was really transported. I was listening to Curtis Blow, The Breaks, the other day.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, holy, holy Toledo.
Damn.
What a great record.
When a woman steps out with another man.
No, right?
My name became Curtis Blow.
Ooh,
officially,
oh
after that
goodness.
Record, I was Curtis Blow from then on.
I mean,
niggas was just calling me Curtis
it's
Blow.
It's so funny. I thought it was a great wow. record because every scenario, that motherfucker, the one that got me was like when Ma Bell sends you a whopping bill.
Wait, Bill.
With 18 phone calls to Brazil.
Ooh, and you borrowed money from
the
mob.
Yep.
Oh yeah!
And yesterday you lost your job.
Oh, that's a different type of break. You're gonna get to lose some legs, nigga. Oh, they gonna be that the breaks.
Ooh, yeah, I was listening to that. I was like, it's amazing, yo.
Yeah. He was putting it all out there on that record.
Oh man! Shout out to
all those scenarios.
Shout out to Curtis Blow.
And somewhere your boy Yachty's like, that's whack. That's trash. Oh, listen God. To how he's rhyming. Hope you're ready from the draw.
I know, right? But that's okay, though. Yachty got his just desserts for doing that shit.
Well, he got hammered. Everywhere. He got hammered, B.
No doubt. All right, yo. Next topic. And I didn't do the fact checking. But I want to read this. All right. We are all born ignorant. But one must work very hard to remain stupid.
Ooh, that's a bar.
Now, they say that was a statement from Benjamin Franklin. I did not fact check that, so I don't know. But let me read it again.
Talking about Trump?
Nah, let me read it again. No, they weren't talking about Trump. No, talking about Trump. Because I got to set the stage for the topic. We are all born ignorant, but one must work very hard to remain stupid.
Are you sure they ain't talking about Trump?
No.
God damn. See, Kurt's playing, y'all.
I know,
so
you
know
I'm playing. You know
Kurt playing over here.
You know I'm playing.
So the reason why I read that statement, and it could be applied to your boy, but it's not.
See? But the reason rub why them sticks together till you get fired, ain't you?
So the reason why I read that statement, because there's four individuals that I wonder. Ooh. We're all born ignorant, but are these guys working very hard to remain stupid?
Will you call it stupid, B?
Exactly. Okay. I'm going to read the names. I'm going to read all four of them.
Wow.
All right.
You definitely might hear something back. Dude.
Okay. All right. Ugh. So the first one. Now, please, let's not. This has been covered on black media to death. So we're not getting into the facts of what happened. We all know what happened. Okay.
Okay.
Pooh Shiesty, Gucci Mane, Offset, and Lil TJ. I'm not covering those acts and what happened to those guys like that. I mean, within reason. But it's the point of you have to work very hard to remain stupid. For Mr. Shiesty, just getting out of jail, still wearing ankle monitoring, he commits several felonies along with other folks. The FBI press conference sound like he could have came to our show and did Counting the Amount, because that's what he sounded like, Counting the Amount.
Man,
all right.
Did it.
Yeah. Mr. Gucci Mane himself kidnapped members of his entourage, pistol whipped and robbed. And the first thing out of his mouth is, nigga, I ain't cooperating with the feds. I ain't snitching. Huh? What do you mean? They got it on fucking camera, B. What the fuck? Security cameras at this lab got caught everything.
That makes it better for him. He ain't got to say nothing.
All right.
You see what happened.
Unfortunately, Mr. Offset, who allegedly has a gambling problem, shot in a Florida casino.
He got shot or he shot somebody?
No, he got
shot in the buttocks.
He got shot in the ass. Now, I don't know if this rapper by the name of Lil TJ or his associates did that, but apparently it was over money.
He's out of jail, so
okay, indeed.
He bailed out or whatever. So
let's talk about the level of either ignorance or stupidity for each four of these gentlemen.
That's plain out stupidity, B. Ain't even no argument there.
Ain't no
that's
argument,
B. We've been talking about Mr. Shiesty.
Okay, start with him.
That's just downright stupidity.
Out of jail and got a hit record.
And got a monitor on your leg.
And got a monitor. And got cameras everywhere in the world.
Now, hold on real quick. Swerve, you said he had a hit record currently?
Yeah, he just got out and made a record.
I don't know nothing about this. Again. I don't know nothing about this nigga. But, okay.
No, I only know that because of scanning through the
topics. No
right,
doubt.
Right, but that's the thing, like I was saying, B, it's for him, that to me, it automatically comes off as just stupidity and ignorance at its worst, because I'm probably going to be a little long-winded right now, B, and I'm slowing down my speech. I normally talk fast, but I'm slowing down my speech because I'm being very intentional, and I want you to hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. This nigga was very fucking stupid, because on several levels. And the shit that I heard about this shit, if that's true too, family members is just as damn dumb.
Oh, pops.
Ooh. If your dad took you to this space knowing what you were going to do, instead of being the voice of reason and saying, no, son, we can't handle it this way.
He won't be the first dad.
Won't be the last dad, unfortunately. Why, nigga? I understand that you had a bad contract with Mr. Maine, Gucci, that is, and you didn't like the situation, and you went in there intentionally saying, if the shit don't go the way I want it to go, I'm going to make this nigga give me what I want, and I'm going to take his shit.
But B,
it don't count if you do that.
But B, right, and you got people in the room talking about, we got to record this. Because they need to see that he signed the paperwork. So now,
Under duress,
my nigga, what are you fucking doing here? At no point does somebody say what on the drive there, say, nigga, we are fucking crazy if we think we're going to get away with this shit.
But B, I don't want to
nigga, you driving around with a GPS, you got a fucking monitor on you telling you exactly where you're at.
B, I don't want to cut you short, B, but I don't want to cover it in this way because this is already covered, and everybody's listening to the show knows the facts of the case.
Then yes, they're stupid, B.
And you want to give it that?
And they working hard to be stupid.
They didn't even look like they was working too hard, B.
They working very hard.
They've been that way for a while. You said the nigga just got out.
Yeah.
All right.
5 years.
Shit.
So let's jump to Mr. Gucci Mane.
Okay.
His entourage, like I said, pistol whipped and robbed of cash and jewels, and what they're calling kidnapping. Gucci couldn't leave because they had him at gunpoint, so he wasn't going to just walk up out of there. The first thing out of his mouth is the effervescent, I'm not working with the police. I ain't no rat. I ain't no snitch. B, why are we now Swerve. Now, wait a minute, Swerve. I've seen have a little thing on the text chain about a woman calling the cops on some drug dealers on the corner type scenario. Oh, no,
that I didn't say that. That was
okay. I don't know what this. Okay, but the point is that
we were talking about no snitching.
Okay, still. But why? Okay, in some corners she would be considered a snitch. She's a civilian who don't want crime in her neighborhood.
Hold on.
Oh, I got it wrong, apparently.
I got to give you the full context on her. Yes, she's a snitch, but she was snitching on somebody trying to get some money from the government. That's different than drug dealing and, you know, prostitution or whatever you want to call any of that street crime. She went out of her way to bring police into her house to catch somebody, Kaiser So saying, walking regular when they said they was fucked up to get some money, basically.
Wait a minute.
That's snitching.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold up. I want to get this clear. And Kirk G, help me out. I'm talking about civilians who ain't in the game, who ain't in working something off for the police or whatever. Mm-hmm. To me, me and Kurt G selling drugs or whatever, and I get pinched, and they'd be like, yo, I know this kid, Kurt G.
That's snitching.
That's that, right. Straight up and down
snitching. So what
that's
if I'm snitching. what if I'm a old man in the park with his grandkids, and I see Kurt G and his boys
you're
and them,
cleaning up your community.
And I call him, I'm like, yo, these niggas over here in the park, and I got my grandkids out here. I don't want
you're
that shit out
up
here.
Your community. That okay. ain't snitching. I don't okay. care what that, nobody
that, to me,
says.
That's not
that ain't
snitching,
snitching
at all. B.
Okay. Nope. All right. Cool. So let's get
snitches
back.
Snitches is when you are in the mix with that shit,
right.
And get caught, and then tell on who you was.
Okay.
With.
I just
snitching.
I just wanted to clear that up because okay. I want to clear up why Gucci Mane ran to the effervescent "I Ain't No Rat."
Why did he do that, killer?
Mean it would have hurt him to say it would have hurt Gucci Mane to say I went there for a legitimate business meeting. Them niggas pulled out all kinds of AKs. My boys got pistol whipped and was robbed.
Draco,
I'm pressing charges. That would have hurt him. That would have hurt Gucci Mane's brand.
It would have. It would have stained him. It would have stained him very badly.
Wow.
And it would have been another hit for Atlanta with that other nigga that got out of there, Mr. Young, and was talking and running his mouth while he was locked up.
So is it a hit to his brand because this what he used to be? Because it seemed like to me Gucci done cleaned that whole shit up. But maybe I'm wrong.
But see, the thing, he might have cleaned that all up as far as he may not be in the streets doing the shit that he used to do. He may not be doing drugs, robbing niggas, or whatever he used to do, but he's still connected to that shit. If you got a nigga like Mr. Shiesty signed to you, and a few other niggas signed to you, that's a part of that shit.
Right, street level.
You still attached to that. It ain't like he went and started looking for SWB, my nigga, and looking for that type. You know what I'm saying? He stayed in that mix, all in the mix, and stayed in the street game. So he cannot... for his own reputation, and so he can sign any other street nigga, be out here talking to the cops on any level, B.
Damn, B. So there's no way, even though you're as successful and as wealthy as Mr. Gucci, there's no way that he can move away from that stop snitching t-shirt shit.
And he got to get away from the game, B.
He's still
attached to the game. So it is snitching if he says something. Because them niggas still look at him like street Gucci. They're still looking at him that way. They're still looking at Guap. They're still looking at that nigga like he's that nigga. So there's no way you can... he's still attached to the game. So if he says something, that nigga's snitching. So he's right. He can't say shit. I don't talk to the feds because he's still connected to the game in that way.
But to his benefit, he didn't have to say anything because it's all got the little hooker on tape.
That's real. That's real.
Right, he can't. He can't say shit. But again, let me be intentional again with my words. This stop snitching shit makes no fucking sense. We attach ourselves to shit that we shouldn't be attached to. We black community, we attach ourselves to dumb shit all the fucking time. And then ride on that shit.
Yeah, I was going to say,
down and die, ride and die for that shit.
It seemed like us, and I want to back you up a little bit, it seemed like us.
It's not just
even
us.
Though,
Italians talk
okay,
that shit too.
But even
you
though,
he's a rat.
The granddad, grandma in the park with their grandkids, and they see some activity, is saying, that's not snitching.
That's not snitching.
Okay, but to the affected parties, the drug dealer on the corner, per
it's
se,
still snitching for him.
That's still snitching.
And he going to want to do something.
And
he
going
to want to
re-ride.
But sometimes you don't have to.
And do we, as an African-American community, look at them, or do we celebrate them? Because it seems like we're celebrating.
Celebrating
the motherfucking kids who's on the corner selling drugs, who ran past grandma's house and shot the windows out because she called the cops. She a civilian. She's like, take that shit out of my neighborhood.
That element does celebrate that.
And people that like that element will celebrate that shit. And that's a part of, like I said, that is us. We seem to want to not just celebrate it, but get down and lay down our lives for this type of shit. and ride behind it. Stop snitching. Don't snitch. Don't do that. And I know I was once one of them ignorant people, but like he said early in the thing, we're all born ignorant, but you must work hard.
Actually, you know what?
To remain stupid.
So,
and at one point, I was 100% down with that shit.
Actually, you know what? And so was I. I admit that.
I never was.
I do remember being down with that non. That,
no,
that
I was 100. I was 10 toes down.
Because
sounded good to you.
Stop snitching, nigga.
No, because I remember guys in the game that I didn't want to see get jammed up.
Me too. And I know a lot of niggas that was doing this.
It wasn't your ride.
But no, I'm just for transparency. I'm like Kirk G. I was 100% down with that. Okay, so let's move on to the next two contestants here. Mr. Offset, who apparently allegedly has a gambling problem, because as I was getting his name, I seen his name adjacent to a lot of other celebrities saying he owed me $5,000, $100,000, $500,000, a lot of different people. Offset looked like he may have a gambling problem. Now, I never heard of this little TJ, nigga, and I don't know if it was him or one of his goons who shot your boy in the butt, you know, at the casino, but...
Was it Soulja Boy style? Bah! Bah!
Well, so, Offset, so here we go. He is... They say he got a new record out. It must not be doing well. You know what I mean? Because you would think he would be concentrated on his new record.
Don't tell me you think it was set up.
No, I'm not saying it was a setup. What I'm saying is that the fact that he's in a casino and not touring on a recently released new record, or trying to cook up remixes and, you know, do the usual thing you got to do with a record.
Man, shit done changed out here. Let me just ask some more. The streets is drying up.
So
let me fan the fire real quick for you, B. Let me fan the fire, because before I jumped out of what I was reading on that shit earlier, I saw that he may have gotten back with Cardi B and all that shit. So who knows what that dude is thinking about, B?
Okay, so I would assume that it is probably a grieving process. Maybe he seemed like he was really digging Cardi, and the type of individual Cardi is, maybe she thought his wallet was lighter than it should be because he didn't really have any hit records. Come on, B. I don't know if
I'm not gonna put that on her like that.
B, I don't know.
I'm not gonna discount it. I'm not gonna just stick it out there like I'm not gonna put on her jacket like that.
I don't know. Something tells me your boy Stefan Diggs' attorney is already crafting several $100,000 a month charge
for several new babies.
Right, yeah. So I don't know about that, my nigga. But all that being said, has anyone ever heard this nigga's little TJ's music or him?
I have not.
Okay, what about you, G?
I've heard the name, but no.
Is he the one that was talking shit about the Southern or the New Orleans Christian dude?
No, I don't know.
D1?
I don't think that was him.
Okay.
I don't know. I guarantee you, even with all this publicity, his next record is garbage, because I don't think him, Mr. Shiesty, Offset, or Gucci Mane represent MCing at a high level.
They never
did. Neither one of them.
You're losing control of the whip, and you're about to fly into the guardrail, my nigga. Yeah. You just brought MCing at a high level into a fucking conversation that doesn't belong, my nigga. One of these
things. We're going to have you at that Tiger Woods, here, nigga.
You about to flip the whip, fee. Stop it.
Yeah, we're going to have you on the side of the road,
hip-hop,
nigga.
Hip-hop ain't got shit to do with what these niggas is doing, B.
Close your eyes and touch your nose with your right hand, B.
I want to see you lift one of them legs up. I want to see you walk a straight line, nigga.
Oh, my God. That nigga said you need a breathalyzer.
Yeah.
You definitely going
check
off.
Check him, Curtis.
Sir, give me the keys.
Oh,
woo, I got this.
Boy, where did that
come
from?
Like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Pull over.
Oh, my God.
Do you know why we pulled you over, sir?
Yes, this is the hip-hop police.
All right. So, maybe it was an unfortunate choice of words. am seeing
not in this conversation.
And adjacent to those four, four knuckleheads or whatever.
Nah.
But they'll never have any bigger publicity than any of them will have all year. But no one will be able to capitalize because they just don't make good music.
They never made good music to me. But I'm quite sure Mr. Shiesty had a few joints that I could say I bopped my head to. Like, okay, I like that.
You was a huge Migos proponent.
Yeah, of course. And Migos, you said him by himself. You didn't say Migos. When you said wait a minute, B, you just brought something to my fucking head.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm about to get intentional with my words again.
Uh-oh.
Why did you just say that? Damn. You just fucked me up, B. I'm about to, you did. You just fucked me up. You said this man got shot in the ass, right? For gambling.
He was out of Florida casino.
Well, he owed somebody money and he got shot in the ass.
A lot of people online.
And gambling was at the base of this shit, right?
Apparently.
One of the members of the Migos lost his life behind niggas gambling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And got shot.
Yes, true.
This is fucking deja vu, my nigga. You lucky you didn't get shot and killed.
Close, yeah.
I'm saying you lucky you didn't get shot and killed. That's God. Right. You're still here. Yeah. So, what the fuck are you doing? This is a wake up call, my nigga. That's what this is. That's why I say that's God. This is a wake up call, nigga. Get the fuck off the gambling. Whatever the fuck you're doing, it's time to switch it around because the next shot won't be in the ass.
He don't hear you, Kurt.
He can't hear me because he don't listen to this shit, first of all. Nah. But he ain't going to hear me or anybody like me because if he's got a gambling problem, my nigga, he's going to need more help than me.
Tell you what, if Offset was up here and he would never come to this show and we asked him to bust some rhymes, would he get pissed?
I wouldn't ask him that, though, would you?
I told you to give up the keys. I gotta lock you up now.
Now we gotta do a blood test.
Now I gotta lock you up. Hands behind your back, sir.
You've been doing more than drinking, brother.
I'm gonna put you in the back of the whip and leave you there until you get your mind right.
B, we're not asking them cats to bust no rhymes on the Hip Hop Digest. That ain't happening. We'll ask them questions, but we don't need to do that.
All right. Very good. All right.
What you want here? Stir fry?
All right, yo. So
slippery.
So we that was pretty good, yo. I didn't really want to break down the exact topic because every talking head and every blog and everything. Yeah, they was going down that road. I just wanted to talk about how we continue to celebrate folks of that dumbass ilk. But just continually.
It's not just them. We celebrate it, period. No matter if they're famous or not famous.
Mm. Yeah.
How many niggas is walking around with free Pookie and they know free Pookie done fucking robbed 25 niggas, done killed 3 niggas, out here selling more drugs than he can carry, and we still want to free this nigga.
All right.
Yeah, that was a wild one there, B.
All right. All right. That's what's up. All right. So other than the people that we're going to honor at the usual end of the show situation, Swerve, Kurgita, anybody got any topics they want to get in?
Well, actually, yes.
Yes, I do.
There are a couple of things I wanted to throw at you and see what you feel about it. So we saw the video of Jay Elect getting booed, right?
Yeah, I saw
it. Everybody saw that, right?
Ooh.
Do you remember when Albie Shore got booed in DC at the Malcolm X Day, I think it was? What do we think of artists getting booed and want to fight the audience or whatever? How do we feel about that?
I think that it's unfortunate that you want to fight because somebody booed you. It comes with the territory. Just because you get up there and 99.9% of the time people are cheering you and they're in your corner and they want to hear everything you got to say, even if you're not rapping, if you're talking, giving messages, they want to hear it all. And this one and every so often you get a smattering of niggas booing you and not liking you so much. You got to take that one on the chin, B. You got to take that one and just keep it moving.
You know what it says, I think it says... About all those, I don't know about the Albie Shore, but I know what I've heard other artists, I've heard Scarface talk about getting booed, MCADE, who talked about getting dissed, and then performing, but having a, not booed, but having a better performance than he thought, you know, in New York City and things of that nature. But they learn from that. They understand where they are, the audience or whatever. I think Jay Elect Ego is probably...
Oh, that's all ego.
Yeah, it's so outstretched. You know what I'm saying? And two, when are these motherfuckers going to learn? You, when you show up at non-hip-hop adjacent events, 90% of these motherfuckers' tour stops, that shit ain't got nothing to do with the core culture and the people who listen to his music. That I can guarantee it.
So can I tell you, can I just, for those who may have missed it, he wanted to do, whichever that exhibit song, he wanted to do it just a cappella. And the folks that were there, they want to hear the music with that joint.
Exhibit,
they
wanted to exhibit do it A? Like that. Or exhibit C? Some, one of them was exhibits.
One of them exhibits, yes. Yeah. But he wanted the audience to hear the bars. Fuck the music. And that's where it just went left or right,
see,
or whatever
now,
you
want to
call
it. See, to me, that's his fault. And he should have took that, the booing right there, should have just took that, put the music on, oh, my bad, y'all don't want to hear that. Throw the beat on and go back and start it over again and do it. And you probably would have got cheers because you listened. You didn't just say, fuck y'all niggas because y'all don't want to hear my bars without the beat.
You remember when we used to run the scenarios at who could show up at the Rocksteady reunion and who couldn't? And that's what I'm saying. Jay Elect and these motherfuckers, they just getting booked. There is no, where am I getting booked? Who, what is the event? What, you know, oh, nigga, let's get out here and just hustle for this money. We hustling every day. I'm hustling. So that's all he gives a fuck about. And then when they booed him, he wanted to catch feelings or whatever. To me, it's the same scenario of people who could show up and do Rocksteady. Who could show up and do certain core hip-hop events and who can't.
Well, B, it is bigger than hip-hop, though, because there are different genres of music where people have gotten booed and just walk off the stage like,
no,
fuck it, drop the mic.
No, I get that.
Stage.
Yeah, and
a lot,
and it is
actually.
Not.
Actually, I seen your man, Mr. Aubrey,
uh-oh,
get booed. No, yeah. This is positive. He actually got booed. And somebody was at somebody's concert, and they brought, you know how they bring people out.
Oh, I
they
know that
him out,
clip, yes.
And he got booed, and he was like, thank y'all very much. My name is Drake.
Bounced.
He didn't get mad like, fuck y'all niggas. I'm one of the biggest artists in the world. He said, thank y'all very much. My name is Drake, and he bounced.
He probably still got paid for showing up.
He probably did. Well, he didn't if he was just there to see that artist.
Yeah, I mean, but, and actually, it's funny you said that because there's a couple of times he had got booed. I mean, didn't he show up at that Camp Frog and then get booed and get booed? Yeah.
Only you know that information.
I'm going to say Senior Frogs?
Lord.
Nah, that Tyler the Creator.
If you like pina colada.
He's at that Tyler the Creator that Camp Frog shit or whatever and got booed.
Yeah, I don't know, B. You're alone, B.
You're all alone on this one, B.
Yeah, boy, I tell we you about what, to lock you. Yo, you're detained, B.
Are you talking back there? Now I got to put the window up now.
On this show, I'm out the
detained.
Whip.
You detained like a mofo.
I am
but
totally
let's,
out
let's
the whip.
Let's not take any of the weight off of the audience as well.
B, when you...
Hold on.
See,
what weight do you want the audience to have?
Yeah.
Okay, so you pay to see Jay Elect.
Right.
Jay Elect is not a top tier celebrity MC rapper. He's not a top tier. He's a niche dude. Either you like him or you don't.
That's
right?
True.
You're right. I'm riding with you. I got you so far.
So people know that.
Okay.
If they know who he is to pay their money to go see him, then you got to know he's a little quirky sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets up there and he's feeling like, you paid to see me, and he's going to say, well, I want you to hear these bars, and he starts rapping. So our audience now, because of the way we live in the 2026 era, is you are bigger than whatever it is you think you're up against.
I got to.
Go ahead. I'm just throwing out scenarios.
I'm just pushing back, and I'm using other genres of music. The late, great Frankie Knuckles and others, we seen them DJ, and I was like, damn, God, look at this. There's no one coming up to him asking for requests. And all and the other top tier DJ, no one is asking, hey, yo, can you play? No.
Nope.
And I remember
he's
you saying,
the party.
Right. And I remember you saying they're there to see what he does.
Exactly.
So that's what I mean about Jay Elec showing up and really not knowing who the fuck is out there. You know what I mean? Not really knowing. If a world class DJ show up, and the reason why I bring up the Frankie Knuckles clip, because he wasn't in a booth far away.
He was right on the floor.
Yeah, right there. And no one, not one person came up to him and talked that request shit.
Well, B, okay,
that's a different audience, B.
Now that's what I'm saying.
Now that you guys are going down that way, here's my question. And you might not have the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do we know if it was a Jay Elec concert or was he just asked to come there and guest?
Now that I don't know that
because if
it was his show.
If it was his show, then I'm putting it on the audience. Because if it was his show, you came to see him, whether you want to do it bars or not, nigga. What you getting mad for? You came to see him do his thing. However he does it, it's his show. Now if he came up there as a guest and somebody just brought him out on stage as a surprise guest or whatever, and he just jumped out there and he decided he wanted to do it all bars and no music, I'm putting it on Jay Elec, nigga.
Nigga, this motherfucker
He's been
up.
Known to do this.
B. Well, okay, yeah, I'm just going to say he does spaz out at concerts and he does have that reputation. But let me tell you something. This motherfucker probably pulled up in a bunch of motherfucking hipsters, bunch of motherfuckers born in 2008. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of motherfuckers, you know, they have zero hip-hop knowledge. You know, y'all niggas was on, speaking about being on my ass, I listened to the last show, y'all niggas on my ass because I was criticizing that nigga who was interviewing a hoe. Those are the type of niggas that showed up at a Jay Elec and want him to do one or two, three records the way they hear it on YouTube. Fuck that freestyle shit. What is this? You know what
Damn.
I mean?
Well, it's a lose-lose situation, then.
So, all right.
That's a lose-lose.
Yeah, all right,
so I wanted to ask you about that because I have seen in the last couple of weeks that's happened several times throughout different genres where the talent has walked off the stage,
but
white and black.
Yeah, no, and to be sure, that can happen in any, but most people are going to perform in front of the crowd they would like to perform. Like you said, unless it's a festival, unless you got a million niggas on the bill, and you can't really control that type of thing. But I gotta think, yo, if you buying a ticket and Jay Elec on that, you got to know who the fuck he is.
Got to know. And if you don't, you going off a reputation, and that's a fail for you.
Yeah. His reputation should be this right here.
Right. So, thank you for fancying that question. Here's the last one before we get into the digital freaks and all of that. So recently the SWV, what do you call that, Tiny Desk or whatever, that joint came across my eyes.
Your desk.
Yeah, it came across my desk. And I got to thinking, I really like SWV. I always have liked them, right? But at the time when they were at their height, I was so hardcore hip-hop that whenever we was doing a party or something, or wherever we were, Bethesda, wherever, somebody's house, wherever we doing a party, we knew we had to play certain records or whatever. But in my mind, that was just filler to play that shit a little bit and then even want to blend it so we don't have to listen to the regular straight R&B that people listen to on the radio every day. But listening to that SWV Tiny Desk or Little Desk, whatever it is, I was thinking, damn, I may have missed out on some very good music in that era. I'm not going to sit here and say I want to revisit Knocking Boots with H-Town and all that shit. I don't want to hear none of that shit.
Welcome to the R&B Digest.
Oh, no, we're not there. No, it's still a hip-hop topic. I'm just asking because you too, Killer, even more than me, was so hardcore. Did we miss out on some other music that was along different genres in the same time?
So I'm gonna defend myself in this, and Kurt G's gonna back me up.
Oh damn! Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because
I know he's on the same team.
Yeah, we're on the same team.
Hey Kurt, he's dry snitching.
damn.
In this scenario, it would be snitching.
Okay. So what I would say about that? So first of all, my respect for the R&B game is probably a little underrated, because I think my niche as a DJ was a lot of R&B and hip hop blends.
Yes, that was a lot. Talking early, okay. B. I'm not talking.
But that
I'm
being said,
H-Town.
You're talking about that 90s era.
Yeah, that 90s shit.
When we was at the golden era of hip hop, he's talking about what was going on.
With that being said, the Tiny Desk concert, probably like with Nucci's, is two of the best small format concert series, period. Because I have seen people up there. It is amazing. I watched Nucci's the other day with the Blackbirds. Do it in the park, Rockview Park. It's fucking amazing. You know,
give Cadillac Chronicles some credit too. They doing good things.
Yeah, okay, my man. Exactly. So, you know, but shout to all of those things. So is it possible that SWV had and has great music that we didn't appreciate from the 90s? Yes, and it is going to be accentuated by the format that Tiny Desk, this particular situation that is. I don't know if I've seen anybody have a bad concert up there.
Well, that's kind of beside the point, though, because I'm asking, yes, those concert series are very cool, but we are watching them through a different lens. I'm talking about, again, I'm saying H-Town, because I definitely don't need to revisit
okay.
that shit.
All right, look, B, you're okay.
But groups is, like
during,
that.
During the 90s, when all that shit, that R&B shit was hot, was you fucking with it? And did you miss on a lot of that hot R&B, a good R&B, because you was so military-minded about hip-hop? Right,
so definitely my buying power was probably definitely 80% hard-body hip-hop, but always, and I could tell you by my crate, because I got SWV 12 inches in there and did blend those records. Now, B, word is born, shout to you, yo. You probably took that meter all H-Town knocking boots. I mean, come on, bro.
All of that shit.
B, yeah, but them niggas, there's some niggas who just wasn't good.
Let's get married. All that shit. Did we miss that shit?
I'm trying to tell you, yo. A lot of that shit.
They even
shit.
Used Run DMC on that shit.
I know. I seen Run in the video and shit.
All in the video.
looking like a Pooh Bear up in that motherfucker.
Oh, let's not.
I mean?
Let's not.
But I wanted to make sure you
It depends. You know what? Word is born. I'm going to tell you what. I would have to do a forensic study, because I can tell you one thing. It's going to definitely depend on the producers. And a lot of the commercial guys, like your boy JD, I wasn't fucking with his production back then. I didn't give a fuck who it was. You know what I mean? I just wasn't fucking with
Drew
it.
Hill, nigga, you wasn't fucking with Drew Hill.
Now me on the answer to that question would be totally just, I'm going to say I didn't miss out on any of that shit during the 90s. We talking about 90s. My taste has always been across the board, always. So I didn't miss out on none of that R&B, none of that rock, nigga. I was listening to all of that shit, nigga. I was listening to Nirvana. I was listening to fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers, fucking Stone Temple Pilots, nigga. I was listening to all of that. So I didn't miss nothing. I didn't miss nothing, because I was all across the board. But my main love, it always was hip-hop. But I didn't really miss nothing.
Okay.
All right, B, I don't, I think there were groups, and SWV was probably one of those groups underrated for their talent.
I think they actually were not underrated, B.
No, they got their props, yeah. As far as but R&B that, goes.
T.I.'s wife and them, what was that group's name?
Oh, see,
you,
we
escape,
can't even name the group.
Escape. Escape right now.
Escape. Yeah, it escaped me.
Again.
And I said T.I.'s wife because she was in the group, no for no other reason.
Right. And it's very, it's very interesting. Right,
I know that nigga like, what the again, fuck, my wife, what? What, nigga?
It's interesting.
She was in a group.
Because, again, I have SWB records. I don't have Escape records. I don't have H-Town records, Knocking Boots and shit. I don't have that shit.
You know what I mean? Got Brownstone?
We killing it, Knocking
Boots. I got Brownstone.
We got Brownstone.
So, yeah, B.
So we didn't.
I know Diff is crying.
So the answer
right
is we didn't miss it.
But it's at the end of the show, Diff, so you can hang up now.
Yeah, Diff crying right now.
Oh, no, but what I'm saying is we didn't particularly, us, we didn't particularly miss it. It just wasn't, it was on the outer limits. It was on the outer limits. It wasn't close to heart. Like, I didn't care about Escape or any of that shit. I just didn't. And I knew because, you know, working at that radio station, we had to go through that list, but I didn't care because I wasn't even listening. I'll just put shit on and start talking to Manny Man or whatever fuck I was doing. But when it came to us doing parties, if shit, we mixed Mercedes Boy by what was that?
Pebbles.
We mixed that shit, but that was the late 80s, though. I'm talking about that shit that was in the 90s.
B, I
didn't miss out on Mary J.
I think.
Well, we couldn't.
I think my crate in that way is, and I think maybe I'm going to have to do a 12-inch Wednesday with some R&B Jones.
Not on there, you're not.
On the text chain, when you playing the waxes, you can play whatever. Jazz, R&B, rock,
so as
whatever.
A matter of fact, my next 12-inch Wednesday, I'm going to pull out some R&B joints.
Because T-Bear put quite a few on there today, so I'll go ahead and listen to those after the show. But I don't know if anybody would that even create any fodder, but I just wondered about that because literally I was a fan of SWV, Use Your Heart, Not Your Eyes, all them songs they were singing. I was like, God damn, I forgot. So I was listening to them in that time, but like groups like Total and all of that shit, even though they was around Biggie and Combs, I didn't really care about Total. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, B, well, you trying to make a quantitative decision 25, 30 years later on how quality they was and they wasn't.
No, I'm asking, did we miss out? I think we're talking about them.
I think
even H-Town.
I think I bought what I liked, and there's a lot of 90s R&B that I did care for and I appreciate. Okay. And SWV and Brownstone and others, and I will play that at some 12-inch Wednesdays in the forthcoming.
That's late 90s. In the 2000s.
Well, still the 90s.
And I don't have that record.
Not many people do.
All right.
I think that's it. Can we move on to the?
All right.
I don't want to get anybody run over.
All right. That's what's up.
Run over here.
Yeah.
Kurt,
I want to say he's not good yet because there's some people that we need to honor.
Oh, let's do that.
Okay. It's people who passed away. First, I want to say this is a personal. I want to say rest in peace to Alice May Walker.
Wow, Miss Walker passed.
Miss Walker.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, Miss Walker, who is a lady who lived across the street from me in the Parkway Projects.
Around the corner from me.
Whose house was always the center of some type of activity.
Hold up. You got to get some context, B. Why was we over there? Because her sons was friends of ours.
Well, no doubt. Yes.
Yeah.
With her house was all this activity. We were running through, running drugs through there.
I didn't get to that part of the story yet. I didn't want to get, so anyway, I want to give a shout out to her sons, Billy, Jamal, you know, and Jimmy. The Walker brothers, no doubt, you know what I'm saying? Hold your head. And I know it's tough in that aspect of it, but
yes,
her house, always the center of activity, always bumping music was
bumping loud in that joint, son.
And see, y'all hung around when y'all were older, DJing and all that kind of stuff. I was there when I was younger because my slick ass, quote unquote, dad used to hang out with their slick ass, quote unquote, dad. So there was a lot of shit going on. So
okay,
she was close with my mom while our dads was out doing whatever they was doing.
And, different level.
Yeah.
So Miss Walker, along with a lot of mothers, is a quintessential Parkway mother, and we just want to say rest in peace to her. I got records with her initials on it in here. So.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? I want you just for me.
I got that record, too. Yep. Full force in effect. No doubt.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
No doubt. So, all right.
Memories.
I know. That joint used to get played all the time. She loved that record.
Indeed. All right. Next, rest in peace. We want to give rest in peace to Queen Blondie from Sequence. Rest in peace to her. She was from Columbia, South Carolina. Now, I can't say, other than being in Sequence, I know a lot here, because I don't, and I'm just going to read the copy as we honored her. Signed at Sugar Hill Records by 1979. Sequence popular single, Funk You Up, went gold in only about 3 weeks. Became the first rap record to be released by a female group. All right? If you don't know that. It was the second single ever released by Sugar Hill Records, if you didn't know that.
Wow.
Right?
I didn't know that.
No doubt.
No, I didn't know that.
Hence, paving the way for future hip-hop female artists, obviously, and became the first female rap group signed out of South Carolina. And she is preceded in death by the great Angie Stone, who was also a part of Sequence.
Yes,
and
was.
We want to say rest in peace to you. You know, when it comes to hip hop history, Funk You Up gets played
with
the great Sugar Hill Records. So your legacy will live forever. Again, thank you, Queen Blondie from Sequence. Rest in peace.
Indeed.
And certainly, last but not least, rest in peace to Dan the Beat Man, born in the South Bronx. All right, so Dan the Beat Man, he was responsible for the Dusty Fingers record collection, or the Breakbeat collection, from 1997 to 2010, a 17-volume series, along with his co-producer Jason Jazz, introduced listeners to obscure, rare funk, Joe, and soul jazz breakbeats, often focusing on the rarest beats and a lot of different things from Europe.
Don't try to buy it now.
I'm sure there's going to be a tax on it. But that being said, I thought that was interesting because I don't own any Dusty Fingers collection.
Wow.
Because
goddamn, B, you can't have everything.
No.
Somewhere T-Bear is like, what?
Nah. For two reasons. Because preceding Dusty Fingers, this had been done previous by two different labels. And the first one was Super Disco Breaks. All right. That came out during the late 70s and 80s on Paul Wineley Records. The white covers and it's in the slanted joints that says Super Disco Breaks. I have a lot of those.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
Yeah. So a lot of those breakbeats that was on Dusty Grooves, not all of them. Don't get me wrong. Dusty Grooves is like it's sitting up here, but they were preceded by Super Disco Breaks. And two, on top of that, I also have quite a few Beat Street Records Ultimate Breaks and Beats. That was a super popular breakbeat record collection, and that consists of 25 different albums, all right, released in the early 80s. Again, when everybody was looking for the breakbeats, if you couldn't find the original James Brown, you probably went to Ultimate Beats and Breaks. So I have the Super Disco Breaks and the Ultimate Beats and Breaks. So I didn't really feel the need to buy a lot of Dusty Fingers because a lot of that stuff was kind of repeated on previous contemplation labels. But all that being said, we do want to rest in peace to Danny the Beat Man, because son, you know what he is, again, given to the culture. This is an educational, this is like, what you call this, encyclopedia shit, you know? This is what this is, yo. 17, you know it, this is encyclopedia shit. Yo, I want to know, so born in 2011. Yo, I want to know about rap. What is this? What's this breakbeat shit? If you're rich,
hey, Kurt.
I know.
You don't know about this shit, and you got money. You sit your daughter down. You sit your son down, and say, I'm going to give you a 17 set contemplation here. This is here. Listen to this before you listen to anything else.
And then, they're gonna tune out immediately.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, yo. You
know. It just is what it is, man.
Right, that's what's up. So rest in peace to him, yo. And
indeed, for sure.
Indeed, for sure, no doubt. All right. So now we're ready for the Digital Freaks hip hop albums of the week.
All righty, I am ready, but let me check something real quick.
While he's doing that, I'm gonna give a shout out to another homie from York, PA, George Conrad Banks. I know you listening, and I said I was gonna shout you out, so you gonna hear these records, and we out of here.
Okay, and shout out to your brother TJ because he said shout him out on the show.
Shout out to TJ before we got on here.
All right, yeah, so now I gotta complete it. So at the service, I saw people I ain't seen in 30 years. You know, I saw Bubbles.
Wow.
Okay. Yep. I saw Eric Jones.
50% off the top.
Damn.
I saw Eric Jones.
Damn.
I saw Jeffrey Haynes, Yo RK.
Wow.
Yep. Man. He was there.
Niggas is all old men now.
Yeah, we all old men. We all gray beards now, yo. But I was so happy to see a lot of them cats, yo. And most of them doing well, too, yo.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Good to hear.
No doubt. All right. So now are we ready for the Digital Freaks?
We want you some more time, Kurt.
Yeah. I was ready, but I had to go check something because I got something to say during this thing here. Okay. So this week, brought to you by Matt, is Rome Streets and Imported Goods Smuggled Narratives. That's Rome Streets and Imported Goods Smuggled Narratives. And brought to you by Pete is Nothing.
What?
And I haven't heard anything from Pete in a while. That's why I wanted to look on here and see if he has actually been smoked. Oh, sorry. Here we go.
He's been on there.
I see it right here. Sorry, my bad. That's what I was looking for. He responded, because I responded to him before the show. So now he's responded. It says, sorry, my bad, I'm down with the flu and on my second week. And before that, I really didn't find much good out there. I got some older picks. Just don't hope Matt already picked those. So for this week, he has Hus Kingpin, Wavo Forever. That's Hus Kingpin, Wavo Forever. See? Boom. That's what I was checking.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's what's up.
Got it.
That imported goods sound like they trying to get around the tariffs.
Should name that shit. What's the name of that motherfucker that Iran got blocked up right now?
Oh, shit.
Straight Hormuz?
Yeah, that's what the name of the album should be. Straight some Hormuz.
Don't give me any ideas. Watch. Within the year, somebody's going to have that title.
Somebody will have it. Yeah.
All right. That's what's good. Yo, so thank you for rolling with us. You know what I'm saying? We try to do due diligence up in here, whatever, even though I guess it was my turn to get thrown clearly, you know, up under it.
That drinking and driving will get you every
time, my brother. You was talking about that sangria before the show.
Ooh, man.
You had a nice big tall glass.
Boy.
All right, yo. We'll see y'all. Peace.
All right, then.
All right.